Abby, you'll be glad the tournament's about to get underway. It's been a long wait with all the preparations.
Yeah, it's been a very long season for us. No rest after the season, unlike previous years, you know, straight into preparations for this. So glad to finally be out here and really looking forward to the tournament starting. So.
And which players, we don't really know a lot about your squad, myself personally. What sort of players, who should we be looking out for? Who are you expecting big things from out here?
So it's a tough question, that one. It's one that I've been asked a lot. Picking the 14 to come out here was a ridiculously tough decision. There's a few disappointed faces left at home, but you know, that's what sport's about, and that really shows the credit to the girls for the work that they've put in over the last 3 months. So you know, we've got a good mix of youth and experience. We've got obviously our player coach in Carrie Carswell, so you know, she's going to bring massive experience to this, as well as Fiona Urquhart, who's played for a few years. So good to have them in the squad. We've also got a 15-year-old in Sarah Bryce, so this is a first for her, completely new experience. So brilliant to get that experience under her belt, and really looking forward to just, you know, letting get the experience out on the pitch. So.
As Captain Kerry's saying, you've got a lot of all-rounders and a lot of variety. That must be good. You have plenty of options when you look around.
Yeah, plenty of options. It's just trying to find that winning one. So we've had 3 warm-up matches this week. It's been really good to try and test out a few different combinations and really see who's bringing what to the table when we're out here now, actually, the tournament's fast approaching.
Do you think has spun been the predominant?
Yeah, I think most teams will probably tell you that spin out here is probably going to be the key to the success in this tournament. The seamers are getting a little bit of movement, probably a little more than we thought we would, but I think spin's going to be the real weapon to use out in here. So.
And PNG, a bit of an unknown quantity, but you'll be looking to start the tournament with Owen?
Yeah, of course. We would be stupid to be going into that game without thinking like that. So, Papua New Guinea, we've played them a few years ago now, and it wasn't a 50 over, so I think they've a few more players than we know about, so it's a little bit of the unknown, but of course I know that if we back our skills and do what we can do, then there's no reason why we can't get the win tomorrow. So.
And there seems to be a great interest back in Scotland. You seem to have got quite a bit of media coverage, which you mightn't be used to, so maybe you hope that this is a great opportunity to push the game, isn't it?
Fantastic, yeah. This is only our second ever global tournament, so a lot of people don't really know that fact, so brilliant to be out here, but it's also, if we can get girls and women talking about the sport back home, then we've done ourselves proud. So that's really the aim that we're trying to do, put Scottish cricket on the map for women and girls.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.